Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do Fan Friday with our good friends, Mickey and Jay. Morning to you, lads.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
Let's start with the Reds this morning, shall we? What a vein of form Liverpool are on at the moment. When you got Fergie even coming out and supporting Liverpool as title challengers, you know something must be going right, Jay.
Yeah, we're flying at the moment, aren't we? And, you know, we've just had a couple of good victories at home as well. And, I mean, I think the scorelines, they seem quite narrow, but it flattered the opposition, really. I thought against West Brom, it was one of our best performances of the season. Most complete performance. We were fantastic. And on another day, there'd been 5 or 6. I know at the end of the game, we were hanging on a little bit when they scored the goal again from our Achilles heel set pieces, which we just can't seem to cope with at the moment. That's the only worry at this moment in time. But, yeah, then going to the cup game against Spurs, you know, we made, it was a 10-11 changes to the side. And I know Spurs made similar amount of changes as well. But, you know, Spurs played quite well in patches, I thought. But, you know, their goalkeeper was man of the match. He made about 4 or 5 fantastic saves. And again, on another night, Liverpool could have put 5 or 6 past them as well. So, yeah, it's great. We're through to the next round now as well. We've got a home tie against Leeds United. So, you'd like to think, you know, they're an old school big club, aren't they? So it'll be a great night at Anfield against Leeds. But you'd like to think Liverpool will get through. And then all of a sudden, we're thinking about another trip to Wembley as well, Steve. So everything's rosy at the moment, and we've got a tough game at the weekend coming up, though.
Maybe no European football really is starting to sort of pay dividends as well for the Reds.
Well, yeah, I said at the start of the season, didn't I, before the ball had been kicked, that, you know, no complaints from me. I think Liverpool will get top four this season without a shadow of a doubt, because last season, I think we played an extra 16 games in Europe, and it took its toll on Liverpool as the season went on. And this season, we haven't got that distraction. So, you know, every single game now, Premier League game, we've got a week's preparation for it. And I know we had a midweek game there in the cup, but he made 11 changes. So, you know, when you think about it, I'm sure it'll be back to the side that played against West Brom at the weekend, the Palace. So, you know, it's great at the moment for Liverpool. But like I say, this game against Palace at the weekend, it should be a tough game, I think.
Well, we'll talk about Benteke in just a moment. Mickey, let's talk about Wayne Rooney. The boys were discussing it on the Legends last night. Sharpie seemed to indicate he'd feel there is a place back at Everton for Wayne Rooney should he decide to leave Manchester United. Should the time be right for him to leave Manchester United?
Yeah, I agree with Sharpie. I think, you know, the question you've got to ask is, would he improve our team at the moment? You know, take sentiment out of it, take away the fact that he is a Blue, the fact that he's been there before, emotions, I'd take that all out of it, to be honest, Steve, and I'd just ask the question, would he improve our team at the moment? And he would. You know, our striking options at the moment are really, really poor. You know, you've got Kone there who can't even get near the bench. You've got the lad Valencia that really hasn't done anything. You know, he's been on the bench since he's arrived. And our other option then is Romelu Lukaku. We've got nothing up front. And I do believe that's where Wayne Rooney's position is. He's not a midfielder. He's never going to be a midfielder. He's a striker. And I just think, you know, yeah, he is out of form. But I just think he's gone a bit stale at United. And I think a move to Everton could, you know, rejuvenate his career. And maybe he can look at something in January, maybe something like a loan where he can have a look at us. We, you know, we can have a look at him. And, you know, I've got a feeling it could happen, you know. And I think that's the only way we're going to attract someone is maybe the fact that Rooney is a past Everton fan. He's, you know, he is a boy of Blue. Because it's not easy to bring people in. You know, I know it's split opinion, you know, as far as Evertonians are concerned, but it's not always that easy, you know, to go out there and get strikers in. We've seen that in the summer. So I think the fact that, as I say, that he's played for us before, there's a good chance that he'd come to us. I think it's, for me, it's a no-brainer, Steve.
So you think it would split opinion? You don't think everyone would sort of welcome him back with open arms?
Well, I know for a fact it does split opinion, Steve. You know, if you have a look on social media, you know, even talking to sort of mates of my own, it does split opinion. You know, I think people can't get over the fact that he left in the first place, you know, for sort of Man United, the whole kiss and the badge thing. And I get all that, you know, I completely get all that. But I think sometimes you've just got to take the emotion out of the game. You know, football's changed now. You know, he went on and he's got all kinds of medals in his back pocket, and he, you know, championship medals, he's, you know, he's just gone on and he bettered himself. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. For me, you know, that's football. You've just got to take sentiment out of it. And you've just got to ask the question, would he improve the team? And for me, he definitely would.
Jay, should you take sentiment out of this? Would Wayne Rooney, in your mind, Would it be perfectly acceptable for him to go back to Goodison Park and be sort of welcomed back by everyone?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, obviously he's a boyhood blue and he still loves the club. I mean, he's tweeted in the past on social media, maybe after he's had a few bevvies, like about his love for Everton still. So I don't see why not. But the only thing I will say is he's on about $300,000 a week at Man United, and he'd have to half his wage demands, wouldn't he, if he was to return to Everton? But I suppose with him being a boyhood blue, then, you know, ultimately if that's what he wants to do, then he'll have to do it. But there's also talk that he might go to the MLS in America because he doesn't have to learn the lingo or nothing, does he? So he could go over there and earn big wages. He could probably stay on the same type of wages in America. So it just depends on how much he needs the money. I mean, I'm sure he is loaded and he doesn't need the money. But as we know with footballers, if someone's going to throw a little bit extra cash in their way, then, you know, they'd probably take the money, wouldn't they?
Well, that's the interesting one, Mickey, isn't it? Whether he wants a new challenge or whether the emotion of coming back to where it all started is the driver for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we all know, you know, Wayne Rooney, it's not going to be about money, is it? His next move, it shouldn't be about money anyway. I'm sure the lad is, you know, going to be well looked after for the rest of his life there. It's all about what he wants out the game. I just think he's still got a lot more to offer in the Premier League than to sort of go over to America. And, you know, where's he going to get his curry and chips over there in America? It's, you know, it's not just about learning the lingo. You know, he's a local lad. I don't think he's, you know, especially with his young kids and stuff like that, I've got a feeling that he's not going to want to up sticks and take his family over to the States. You just don't know. It all depends what Wayne Rooney wants. I've just got a feeling there's a little bit of unfinished business at Goodison Park that, and a couple of bridges maybe that he wants to sort of try and build himself. And I just think it's the best. It just fits. It's the best move all round. I think it would be a great move for him, and I think it would be obviously a great move for Everton as well.
Well, he's a good friend of Steven Gerrard, isn't he? So I'm sure he's probably been in his ear. Look, nothing's public at the moment anyway, but I think we all get the idea of what direction it's going. I'm sure he's probably asked Steven, you know, what would it be like to relocate out there? Steven seems to have had a pretty good time of it. I don't know. Let's wait and see. Right, let's have a look ahead to the weekend's action. There's a reunion with Christian Benteke, who's pretty much cemented himself as an important part of the Palace side now. Let's hope he doesn't spring a surprise on Liverpool, Jay.
Well, look, you know, Christian Benteke, he came with the reputation, didn't he, when he signed for Liverpool. He'd come for a big price, £32 million, and it just never worked out for him at Anfield. And we all know he's proven in the Premier League. 3 seasons at Aston Villa, scored, and was it 20 goals a season, and he's a presence up front, there's no doubt about it. He's an absolute monster and he's difficult to play against. And he just never really suited Liverpool's style of play. And certainly under Jurgen Klopp anyway, he just didn't have the work ethic that's required to play in a Jurgen Klopp side. And, you know, it made sense to sell him and move him on. And he's gone to Crystal Palace. And when you look at Crystal Palace's side, they've got Zaha, Puncheon, they've got Andros Townsend. So they've got players there who can create for him, if you like, and send deliveries into the box, you know, set pieces as well. And that's one of Liverpool's problems, as I said before. It's our Achilles heel. We can't deal with set pieces into the box. So I'm expecting it to be a tough game. And, you know, the script's already written, isn't it, for Benteke to score against his old team, not let him go and what have you. And some will say we never give him a chance, really, or he should have been given more time. But like I say, we've got to take that out of it now and let them worry about Liverpool, because this is a confident Liverpool side. And, you know, we're playing some fantastic football. And, you know, listen, we've gone to, like, better grounds this season and got results. So there's no reason why we can't go to Selhurst Park and get results. That said, it's still a little bit of a bogey ground for Liverpool. They're like a bit of a bogey team to us. And I know we went there last season, scored later on, ironically, by a Benteke penalty. But I do think it'll be a tough game. And if Liverpool can get the 3 points here, I think that's a massive statement.
Jan Molby saying in his Echo column today, he says, what will help is the fact that we played Man United and West Brom in the past two league games. They pose a similar threat to Palace. So Jan's saying that Liverpool have had a bit of practice already for this game. Who do you think will play in the midfield? Chan or Gini Wijnaldum? Will he retake his place?
I thought Wijnaldum was absolutely outstanding in midweek against Spurs. I mean, some people have said about his performances so far that he hasn't really done a great deal. I think he's been quietly efficient, and I think the other night he was outstanding. I mean, let's be honest, we made changes, Spurs made changes, but Eric Dier was their captain. Now, he plays for England and he plays for Spurs week in, week out, and I thought Wijnaldum ran the midfield for me, and there's no reason why he shouldn't start the game against Palace for me. I think him and Lallana, we've missed them in that game against Manchester United. We missed them, simple as that. And I just think get them two back together playing with Henderson, and I think go back to the three that we've had all season, and I think they'll get a result.
Mickey, your comments on Rooney already causing a little bit of a stir. James has been on the line to us. He's a little bit outraged by what you're saying. He says, we can't move forward with Wayne Rooney. Ridiculous to suggest he should be part of the future of our football club. I didn't quite realise how strong the sort of emotive divide was on this, Mickey.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very strong. As I say, I think it's definitely 50-50. And, you know, people are allowed their opinion, aren't they, Steve? I just think that, you know, we've tried to get players in. You know, people are saying, well, we need to move forward. We need to get younger players in. We need to get, you know, different players in than Wayne Rooney. And I agree to that as well, is that I just think you add Rooney into the equation as well. The influence that he would have on, you know, someone like Ross Barkley, maybe younger players at the club. You know, you've even got to look at, you know, the fact of what else he brings, you know, the brand, the whole Wayne Rooney brand. And we're trying to move forward. You know, we're going to hopefully build a stadium. And I just think you throw Wayne Rooney into the mix, I think that opens people's eyes worldwide, you know, and does make a statement. And I agree with that. We do need to be bringing younger players as well in, as well as Wayne Rooney. What I said before, though, is that it's not always easy, is it, bringing players in? We haven't got European football. You know, we're not seen as, across the world, one of the big sort of clubs in the Premier League. It's easier said than done. It's easy to say, oh, we need to be going out there and getting, you know, Tom, Dick or Harry. Getting them to come to the club is not always that easy. And I just think we might have an opportunity to get Rooney. And I just think it would be daft to, you know, to sort of to not do that.
It's a great debate going forward. Boys, thank you very much for your time this morning. Jay, Mickey, have a great weekend.